The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven. I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of God. You have heard it said to your ancestors, 'You shall not kill,' and whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother or sister will be liable to judgment. Whoever says to his brother, 'Raca,' will be answerable to the Sanhedrin. And whoever says, 'You fool,' will be liable to the fire of Gehenna. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there recall that your brother or sister has anything against you, leave your gift there at the altar, and go first and be reconciled, and then come and offer your gift. You have heard it said, 'You shall not commit adultery.' But I say to you, everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. Again, you have heard it said to your ancestors, 'Do not take a false oath, but make good to the Lord all that you vow.' But I say to you, do not swear at all, not by heaven, for it is God's throne, not by the earth, for it is his footstool, nor by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Do not swear by your head, for you cannot make a single hair white or black. Let your yes mean yes, and your no mean no. Anything more is from the evil one." The Gospel of the Lord. In an old Peanuts comic strip, it was a beautiful winter day, sun shining, lots of snow, and Linus is outside making snowballs. So at the end of the driveway, the yard, there's kind of a fence there, waiting to pummel his sister when she comes out of the house. And so he's packing them away, and before he knows it, she's out of the door. So he just stands there like this, and Lucy walks up to him and then by him and then turns and says, "Linus, life is full of choices. Now you may choose, if you wish, to throw that snowball at me that you're hiding behind your back. Or you may choose, if you wish, not to throw that snowball at me. Now, if you choose to throw that snowball at me, I will pound you into the ground. If, however, you choose not to throw that snowball at me, your life will be spared." And she walks away. Linus looks at the snowball, looks up at his sister, slams it on the ground, and says, "Right. Life is full of choices, but you never really get any." Not true, correct? Life is full of choices. We're making them all the time. A lot of times without even thinking about them. We have all made hundreds of choices today, yes? From the time we got up. Choosing to get up, you know? Choosing what to wear. Choosing what to eat, choosing what to do with your day. We're continually making choices over and over and over again. Some of them more important, some of them less important. But we're continuing to make choices. I can choose to think well of you or ill of you. I can choose to think
positive thoughts about myself or negative thoughts about myself. I can choose to eat healthy or have that double bacon cheeseburger with fries. I can choose to listen to you, or I can tune you right out. I can choose to pray or not, to sing. We all chose to come here, but once we're here, we got choices to make, right? I can choose to come here and then daydream. Oh, is Mass over? Oh, that was quick. Or maybe not so quick. Choices, choices, choices. We just heard Sirach tell us, if you choose to keep the commandments, they will save you. If you trust God, you too shall live. Before us are life and death, good and evil. Whichever we choose shall be given to us. The person who makes wise choices, the person who is wise makes choices that are life-giving, that go beyond externals or just keeping up appearances. Jesus today calls us to a deeper wisdom and way of living. He demands something of us, and it's more than conformity or just going through the motions. Now, let's be honest. All of us just go through the motions sometimes, don't we?
Yes. I know I do.
And the Lord knows it when we're just going through the motions. But when it comes to the life of faith, that's not enough. In this challenging section of the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus is trying to get at the heart of the matter. You have heard it said, but I say to you this instead. Jesus is looking at our motivations. What moves us to choose one thing over another? Why do we do certain things but not other things? Well, the only way we're going to know that is if we examine our hearts. And that's what he's inviting us to do. To look at sometimes little things that could become big things. And the more we understand how and why we make choices, then the better kinds of choices we can make. And then he gives those examples. We can choose not to be angry, or to channel our anger in a positive way. We can choose to reconcile with someone who has something against us rather than hold a grudge. But isn't it easier a lot of times just to hold the grudge? We can choose love over lust, respecting the dignity and beauty of another person and their goodness. We can choose to simply tell the truth, to say yes when we mean yes and no when we mean no. Clean and clear. All easier said than done, though, right? It's a strong, powerful invitation that Jesus gives us. But true wisdom leads us to do what is right and good. So despite what Linus said, choices come to us day in and day out. With God's help, you and I can make choices that help to bring us life and others life as well.